Hey there, this is Rich Pav from HeroFlumJapan.com, and I'm about to do the podcast I promised myself I would never do, but I just happen to be on the toilet right now with my microphones on because I was trying to record a podcast and I kept brain farting. So I decided to take a poop. Well, anyway, I think a lot of people are familiar with the concept of the washlet. It comes out of Japan. The washlet is a toilet seat that is heated, and it also has a nozzle that shoots water up your ass, and it also has a dryer. The people who come to Japan and use the washlet, because a lot of hotels have them, we'll say, "Oh my God, that was the best crap I've ever had." And it's funny because I guess, hang on, I gotta push. Okay. It's funny because it's different and you're not used to it, and because it has to do with pooping. So, but in Japan, it's pretty normal, even when you use the restaurant or restroom at a, say, like a department store. If they have a Western style toilet, they might have a washlet toilet seat, so people don't laugh at them. I would say most houses that I've been to have them, and the house that we had before we were living in the house we live in now had two of them, and then the house we live in now has one, and the place where I stay in Tokyo has one on each toilet, so they're hardly rare. And let me give you a tour here of the console. This one actually has a console that's not attached to the toilet, because this powder room here is the room that the little room that holds a toilet is just big enough to hold a toilet. So there's not enough room to have the control attached to the side of the toilet seat. So it's on a remote, what, an infrared remote that hangs on the wall. And let's see some of the buttons we have here. Let's see, there's the butt wash. And we have, come on, here it comes, wait for it. There we go. That's weak butt wash. That's middle butt wash. And this is power butt wash. And then you also have bidet. Bidet is where the nozzle, where the water shoots towards the front a little more, which is actually perfect for me. I mean, maybe I sit too forward on the toilet all the time, but that hits that really hits the spot, no pun intended. And then we have the dryer, and there's low. It's not drying yet. Here comes here. Up, oh, there we go. It's like a hair dryer for your butt. And then we have the medium. Doesn't sound any different, does it? And then high. And then this is a deluxe model, so it has a couple of extra. Let me push the stop button here. It has a deluxe model, so we have some extra ones here. This is a bubble wash. Let's see what this does. I guess you have to hit the bubble wash button and then hit the butt wash button. So let's do a middle butt wash. Okay, so that's the bubble jet. Let me turn that off. And that's the regular. Let me turn it back on again. Okay, let's turn that off and we'll go to the massage. It doesn't feel like a massage. Maybe you have to turn it up higher. Nope. It's kind of annoying, really. And then, let's see, that's the massage off jet. Oh, is the jet on? Oh, the jet was on. Jet's off now. Now, this is a loop wash. What the heck is that? A loop wash. I think the water's making circles around my asshole. I can't tell. And then there's a wide wash. Let's see what that does. I guess it says if you have a fat ass. And then the last set of buttons, move the washer forward and backward. So let's move that forward here, see how far that goes. Maybe I can make it shoot out between my legs, and then backwards again. I don't feel it moving at all. Right, well, well, before my anus gets waterlogged, I think I'll turn that off. And then there's also a little secret compartment here with more buttons, but I think that's enough here. We have power on, off. This is save energy, nozzle clean, and heater on, off. And then there's the heater timer. And what's this? Water. Water temperature and seat temperature. So there you have it. Okay, well, that's the end of the podcast. Happy pooping, wherever you are.